Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video, we're going to talk to you about why you need to be driving as much traffic as you can back to your website.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's talk to you about website traffic. Obviously, we produce a lot of content for clients. We run Facebook ads and we're constantly driving traffic back to their website and our own website as well through all the content that we create. And so a question that you'd probably be asking yourself right now is, well, why are you driving all that traffic? For what purpose? What is the point? What good is driving traffic? It's like, the traffic has to go somewhere, why not just keep it on Facebook? And so one of the reasons is that Facebook controls everything and you want to move them off Facebook as often as you can. Now, actually moving them off Facebook is quite difficult because Facebook will also limit some of the content that you've got going out if you're trying to drive them away. So it's got to be a balancing act. So the type of content that you want to actually put on Facebook is brand building, reasons why, education, stuff to actually help people. The stuff that you should then be posting should be stuff that moves people off Facebook, and that's basically stuff that's going to send them to a strategy call, a landing page of some kind, a download of some kind, and so on. So what you've got then is you've got two types of content going out. One is like brand building, education to set your credibility high, and then the next one is content that will enable people to leave Facebook, go back to your website, and land on a very specific landing page, and we call those landing pages. Doesn't go back to your home page, although sometimes it might, but really it's supposed to go back to your landing page. Now the reason why you want it to go back to your landing page, and it might not go back to one landing page, because you might be split testing different landing pages. You might actually have two landing pages that both pretty much say the same thing. One's got a video, one's got an image, one's got a headline, one's got a different headline. So you're testing which one of those is actually going to work the best. And then when you work out which one works the best, you get rid of the one that doesn't work and you create a brand new one and you're testing again. And you should be continually testing what the conversion rates are on all of these landing pages. Now, different products should have different landing pages. And as usual with digital marketing, we don't really want to send somebody to a page where we're trying to get them to buy immediately. Like in my business, we want to get a strategy session with them, we want to speak to them, we want to work out what is it that you actually want, because we might be able to advise them to a better solution. Now it might be different in your business. If you're selling mugs from Captain America mugs, you might just want to drive them to a web page with Captain America mugs, because that's the thing that we've come to buy in the first place and they're ready to buy. So it just depends. Like anything that's worth doing, it always depends. You know, some people go, what's best, more videos or more images or more audio? Well, it depends. And we like actually a combination of all three, because some people are auditory, some people are visual, and some people like to read. And so the people who like to read, they do want the really long content posts. That's exactly what they want. Some people just want to watch a video and they'll read the text. Bear in mind that 50% of videos at least are viewed with a sound off. That's one of the reasons why we put text on video. And obviously, if you've not got time to put text on video, because who's got time to do that? Well, we have. That's what we do for our clients. We put text on videos, calls to actions, we write the copy, we do the images if necessary, and then we have a call to action. But like, you can do all that yourself, but if you don't know what your call to action should be, or what your hook is likely to be on your video or your copy, then you're not going to get the same results. And so that's one of the reasons why we try and get people to come and use a service like ours, because we do it all for you. It's like we've got, 12 years experience in social media marketing, not only on our own businesses but for our clients as well, on creating landing pages and understanding headlines and going on copywriting courses, and so on and so forth. So we've got a lot of experience in doing what we do. It's one of the reasons why when our clients sign up, they generally just stay with us. It's one of the beauties of our business, is that we have monthly recurring residual income, so that the clients just stay with us because they know how good we are at our jobs, and they couldn't do this on their own. In fact, it would be very detrimental for them to try and do this on their own, because the amount of time it takes is one thing, plus the knowledge that we've got in-house. Most of the companies, in fact most of the digital marketing agencies, haven't got that knowledge in-house, because we do so much content and so many landing pages and so many Facebook ad campaigns and so on and so forth. It's fine to be able to talk a good game, as some social media agencies can. It's a different game entirely to be able to actually deliver what you say you're going to be able to deliver. What we deliver is an increase in website traffic. What happens to that website traffic can be up to you, but also you really want advice on your landing pages. Why are you driving them to a website page? What is this page supposed to do? Is it supposed to get them to buy something? Is it supposed to get them to join a mastermind group? Is it supposed to get them to sign up and download a free PDF? Is it to get them onto some kind of training course? Is it a £27 low price product, which once you've got, you can then upsell them to a higher price product? And if so, what's the thank you page? What's the one time offer? What's the upsell? What's the downsell? And so on and so forth. So this is all the stuff that you should be working out before you do a website, before you do a landing page, before you do your next piece of content. So for example, this piece of content that you're watching or listening to right now, this piece of content is designed to add value to you, so that now you understand what you should be doing. But also, this piece of content is designed to increase our credibility and put us as the experts in our field, which invariably we are, because we've had so many clients over the last 12 years. So that's what our content is designed to do. This very specific type of content, that's what it does. And you know what? It works very, very well. One of the things we've absolutely noticed is that the more content that we put out, the more phone calls we get, the more comments we get, the more engagement on our videos, the more podcast downloads that we get. It really is, significantly coincidental that the more we post, the more we get. And I would invariably say it's exactly the same for you. But in order to move the rock, the boulder, takes an awful lot of pressure, an awful lot of work. And then once the rock is moving, then you have to maintain a certain level. And the rock is you and your content, by the way, in case you didn't get that. But to keep the rock moving, to keep the momentum going, you then have to maintain a certain level of content which drives traffic back to your website. And of course, not everybody wants to do that. Not everybody has the time or the patience or the knowledge, but usually it's time, really. Or it's pretty dull stuff, producing 30 images and then posting them every month. It's pretty dull, and people start off well intentioned and then kind of fail after a period of time because it just gets pretty dull, really. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a great day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.